This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series, In His Presence. What a glorious promise we have is that we can walk with God. And like Psalm 16, verse 11 says, In His presence is fullness of joy, at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so we can walk in God's presence. We can know God, but part of doing that is learning how to prioritize His presence, learning how to spend time with Him. And so this series is really an admonition for us to come back to His presence, an invitation to connect with our Creator. Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, Jesus rose a long time before daylight, went to a solitary place, and there He prayed. So Christ Himself lived by this principle of putting time with the Father first. And again, I'm sure Jesus had many pressing and urgent needs surrounding Him. Many people needing healing, deliverance, direction. Many people looking to Him for inspiration. And yet, in spite of all the needs that surrounded Him, along with, you know, the 12 men that He was mentoring, who would, you know, lead the church once He ascended to heaven, He made time for prayer. He made time with the Father. And I think it revealed a very important pattern for all of us to follow. We have an open invitation from our Father to come. We have the very same invitation. God is more concerned with us knowing Him than with us working for Him. And I think that's an important distinction to make. Now, I mean, there's some believers who no interest in working for God, and that's probably a different issue, but we must learn to prioritize His presence, because nothing is more important than spending time with our Father. And, you know, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and verse 24. And again, this reveals a very important principle to us. And it says, Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. So, again, we see here that we're to prioritize His presence, that we're to prioritize understanding and knowing God. And so if God clearly wants us to know Him, have we made this a priority in our lives, in our homes, in our church services? Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And so, again, I know I've addressed this in an earlier message, but maybe the reason why so many people are coming apart at the seams and struggling with panic attacks, depression, taking tablets to go to sleep at night, struggling with despair and anxiety and all of these various issues, maybe that's just the symptoms and we're not addressing the cause. Maybe the cause is the fact that we've neglected His presence, that we've neglected time with God. Because when you come into His presence, how many of you know that the burdens lift, the anxieties lose their hold of you? And like that old song, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. For I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And it's in His presence that we find that peace. And so have you answered the call? Jesus said, Come to me. Have you answered the call? Your Father loves you and wants to reveal Himself to you. And this is why it is so important that we prioritize His presence. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. And it says, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might He increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I wonder if at times, even as Christian leaders, if we've emphasized working for God at the expense of waiting on God. Because working for God and waiting on God are two different things. It's really a bit like what we see exemplified in this encounter that Mary and Martha had with Jesus. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 38 to 41. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. So think about that. You know, Martha was rightfully excited to have the Lord in her home. What a privilege to have Christ, the Savior of the world, God in flesh, come into your house. Truly, it was a special occasion. It was a momentous occasion. And yet, she was so caught up in the minute details of what was required, or at least what she thought was required in terms of cooking this, that, and the other, and having the place so spick and span, and preparing this meal and that meal and the other, that she was missing the moment. And I think all of us are guilty of that at times, of actually missing the miracle of the moment. I think it's tragic for families where you see everybody sit at maybe their sitting room or their kitchen, and they're all silent because they're all staring at their phone. And you often see that, you know, even on planes and trains and public transport, where everybody's in their own little personal narcissistic bubble, and, you know, they're oblivious to those who are around them. So Martha was so caught up with the roast turkey or whatever she was trying to cook or prepare that she was missing the miracle of the moment. And Mary just sat at the feet of Jesus, just taking it all in. And you see, it's only when we put aside the pressing business of life that we truly encounter the King. For it's in his presence that we find peace, protection, provision, and purpose. And if we lack these, it's an indication that we're neglecting time alone with the Lord. If you don't have peace, or if you don't have that provision or that purpose, it may be an indication that you're neglecting his presence. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but through me. Jesus declared, I'm the way. The way where? The way into the presence of the Father. And once you have been there, you will be forever ruined, for nothing else will ever satisfy you again. And there are no substitutes for his presence. There is no substitute for his presence. John 14 and 21, those who accept my commands and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. The English Standard, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it's he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. What a privilege, what a blessing, what a promise that Christ will love us and manifest himself to us. Do you want Christ to manifest himself to you? Well, it's important that we obey him and that we spend time with him and that we seek him. John 14, 23, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. What a promise that God the Father and God the Son will come and make their home in our hearts. You see, the Father has invited us to come, and we can walk and we can live in his presence. But as we come, we must know a number of key things, and I'm going to deal with them next week. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. So we have that beautiful promise of his presence in every situation and circumstance. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again next week right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.